Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our gospel reading for today, Mark continues to explain to us what Jesus meant when he said, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is here. Repent and believe." Mark has helped us understand what Jesus meant by telling us stories and the parables of Jesus. In today's lesson, Mark records a question that was posed to Jesus. The question was, who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? The disciples understood, at least in some ways, that the kingdom of God was present for them, and they were a part of it. They wanted to know who will live in that kingdom. And the answer Jesus gave them was serve. Serve. Today's question is, what must I do to inherit eternal life? The question was asked by Jesus by a wealthy man. It appears that he truly wanted to know and what he needed to do to inherit eternal life. Jesus gives the man a simple answer. He was to follow the Ten Commandments. In one way, this is a simple requirement. But we know that's not true. But why? Why did they think it was a simple requirement? Because the Pharisees believed that it was possible for people to keep the Ten Commandments perfectly. And we read in Jesus' answer and we think that he is telling us to be good people, be nice to everyone. We are to lead a good life, a proper life. Basically, we are to keep out of trouble. The Ten Commandments, though, were never meant to be a pathway to heaven. They were given so that the community of God's people could live together. The rich man understood this because he says he has kept all the commandments, but somehow he still felt there was something missing. Jesus responds to the man. He tells him that if he really wants to inherit eternal life, he will need to sell all of his possessions and give the proceeds to the poor. The responses to Jesus' words are both varied and similar. But the rich man goes away. He goes away sad because he is not willing to do what Jesus says. We simply think that Jesus' words are kind of like, does Jesus really think that putting everyone on welfare is the way to go? Are we not to be good money managers? Jesus saw the intent of this young man. While he outwardly asked the right question, inwardly he was asking something completely different. He said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? In reality, of course, what Jesus says is impossible for us to do. Jesus backs this up by saying, for mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible. So the path to eternal life must be a free gift, a gift from God to humankind. The man's question is interesting. He asks, how can I inherit eternal life? And we have to start by asking the question of what is the difference between earning something and inheriting something. An inheritance is something that you receive simply because it's given to you. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything to earn it. You just get it. It's all done, you see, for you. If a person receives an inheritance, then someone must have died. As Christians, we know that we have received our inheritance through the life, death, resurrection of Jesus Christ. You see, that's an inherited gift. It's a gift to us. Wills sometimes surprise us. I'm sure we have all heard reports of wealthy women leaving their estates to their cats or their dogs. Sometimes the number one offspring in a family is disinherited, and the black sheep of the family receives a sizable inheritance. Jesus has lived, died, and been raised from the dead. We can inherit the kingdom of God. We can inherit the kingdom of God now. Jesus assures Peter that those who follow Jesus and sacrifice in Jesus' name will be richly blessed in this age and in the age to come. If someone comes up to us and asks what he needs to do to inherit eternal life, I hope all of us will be able to answer. There is nothing, nothing you can do to inherit eternal life. It is a gift of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Just as a young man in our gospel lesson for today heard the truth in love, well, so have we. We have come to Jesus asking the question, must what I do to inherit eternal life? And we have heard him respond to us, you can't do anything. You can't do anything to inherit eternal life. And we have heard him respond to us, you can't do anything. That's why I have done it all for you, because it's a gift to you. What better message, what more loving message could there possibly be to share with our community? Let us go from here today into our communities. And our Kentucky friends here, you go back to Kentucky and you let them know what it is that how they get eternal life, because it is inherited. It is a gift from God. What Jesus has done so we may inherit eternal life, well, he's done it all for us. And thanks be to God. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.